Hey everybody, Mio and Shannon here. Today's episode, we just wanted to come in and talk about our upcoming retreat from November 9th through the 12th of this year, 2023, just outside of Phoenix, Arizona. We are super, super stoked about this because we wanted this one-on-one time with you all. It's one thing to stay connected through the internet, and it's another thing to get to hug you, hold space with you, talk about everything that you're going through, help you with your intuitive gifts, you know, just serve you, whatever it is that you need for your healing journey. We want to be there and be a part of it with you. So Shannon, do you want to tell us a little bit more about where we're going?
Yeah. So you guys, we have mentioned this before on, I think, a live that we did, but we found this place outside of Phoenix, Arizona, and it was so synchronistic. And so Mio and I are really excited about this, but I was looking on Airbnb and Mio was on the app for VRBO, and we were looking through dozens and dozens and dozens of places. And then at this one point, I saw a circle on the map with no label. And I was like, what is this? And I go to click on it. And at the same exact time, Mio was like, ooh, what's this? And she was clicking on something. And it turns out we opened up the same exact location at the same time from two different apps. So
and both of our responses were exactly the same, going, oh, this is interesting.
This is cool. Yeah. And at that point we figured, I think I actually said like, oh, because this happened, we probably really need to look at this as a possibility. And the more we looked at it, we were like, this is a super cool location. It's very eccentric. It's very interesting is a great word for it. It's an early 1900s building, probably actually
late
earlier.
1800s.
Yeah. Late 1800s. Yeah. And it's been restored. It's on the National Historic Register of Buildings, and it used to be a stagecoach stopover for people who are traveling. And so it's this original building that's been restored and renovated to be this small resort for large groups of people.
Yeah.
And it's like the way it's decorated, it's so eccentric, and it carries a lot of this old Western charm.
But also this property that these people own, they have three different buildings on the property.
Yeah.
Like our retreat and our people are going to be in their own little area. We have our own pool, our own hot tub.
It's just our own space to roam around.
Yeah.
And plenty of like building space. Each there's five private bedrooms that have beds in them. A couple of the bedrooms have king-sized beds and the other bedrooms have multiple beds in them. So there's opportunities for sharing space, like with a bestie or a group of girls or friends that you want to go with,
which is the intended goal. We, you know, as much as we would love, like, okay, yeah, I come just one person, come rent out this space. It would be better to come as you and your bestie, you and your friends, you and your sibling, you and somebody else for a bonding experience.
Let's talk about like what we'll be doing over the weekend. Yeah. And then we can talk about the rooms, but just rest assured, like this place is so cool and interesting. I'm sure like the energy of it is very interesting as well. I was super excited to talk with these people and work out a deal for securing it for this retreat weekend. But okay, so what is the intent of this retreat? Mio and I have really enjoyed putting together topic information and having discussions about all types of things having to do with like your spiritual awakening and developing your intuition and moving through life, trying to be very aware of how you can heal and how you can grow and evolve. We really wanted to create a sacred space weekend for people who wanted to try to do this in depth over a long weekend. Mm-hmm. And her and I both love working in person with people. It's really, for me, it's really powerful. And I know for Mio, she really enjoys it and has really powerful experiences with people face to face as well. And so we just kind of figured like, why not get a group of people together who want to dive in? And then in that process, like the dynamic and the energetics of the group actually amplify what's possible in terms of deep healing, accentuating intuition, you know, communication, opening, like the possibilities for healing are pretty significant. So, and you and I have tried like mini events in Vegas this past January, and that went really, really well. So we thought, like, why not get a group of people together and just make it an intensive weekend and see what kind of magic we can create? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the types of things that we would be working on, or that we would invite you into as activities, we would, how do you want to do this?
Basically, let's paint the picture of what this weekend is going to look like, right?
Yeah.
So we have this location, and if you're watching the YouTube video, you can see us scrolling through the website, or you can just go to soulsandstardustpodcast.com/retreat. And then you can see exactly what we're talking about. There's photos, yeah. There's, you can book and pay online. But yeah, so we just want to take you through. So we have this space from Thursday to Sunday. And so Thursday night, it's basically going to be an arrival day. So people are going to fly in. You can fly into Phoenix. Then just outside of the Phoenix airport, we are about 40 miles north of the Phoenix airport-ish, I think.
Yeah, it seemed like it was like 35 or 40 minutes.
That first day, we just want everyone to kind of come in, drop your stuff, shower, hang out. You know, I was going to throw in that shower after you travel.
Yeah. Mia's really, she likes to shower after traveling.
We're going to have a bonfire going. We'll do some intention setting. We want to basically be mindful and intentional over the whole weekend. So we want to start with this Thursday night welcome circle, and whether this is like casual or we're throwing stuff into the fire or we're writing stuff down, journaling, that's going to be Thursday night. And of course, all the food is included because it's us you're talking about here. So we're not going to make you like, so yeah, everything's all inclusive with what we're putting together, your lodging, your food for the weekend, that's on premise. So just know that there's going to be extra Mio sized snacks there. Mio approved snacks. So yeah, Thursday night, we're going to get together, probably hug each other for long periods of time, chat, catch up.
Get to know each other. A lot of introductions and becoming comfortable. We'll do some meditation stuff.
That one will be a little more casual, you know, unless everyone says, hey, no, all of our flights are super early, then we can plan something
More structured, more significant. If you
want to, but so that's Thursday. And then can you scroll down to the agenda part?
Yeah.
So Friday and Saturday, it's going to be a little more somewhat structured, right? So Friday morning, we'll start, and we don't have the set times for any of this yet because we're just going off, but we'll start with the morning meditation. And that way we're doing more of our intention setting, clearing our energy channels, and just getting ourselves and our body prepared for the day. And so that also includes breakfast. And so we want to make sure that we're including like high vibrational foods and stuff that's going to be like clean for our clean for us. Right. Mm-hmm. That will lead into our first intuition development circle. Mm-hmm. Within that intuition development circle, that's where we really want to talk about our gifts, talk about what we're naturally good at and how we want to practice these things. And we'll actually put them into practice with each other.
And this really could be like discovery for you. If you feel like you don't have to have like a gift or ability to come to this.
If you want to just try, like,
this is about discovering yourself.
You want to come and practice tarot, come practice tarot. Mm-hmm. You want to come practice in mediumship? Let's do it. Right. Mm-hmm.
Just to reiterate, everybody has the ability to be very intuitive and psychic. I think some people are naturally just very good at it. And some people even further than that are natural mediums. So, but all of this stuff you can develop for yourself and become more and more intuitive. It just takes a lot of practice. So you don't have to be shy. Like, I don't have any gifts, so I couldn't come to this intuition development. This is exactly what it's for, is for you to discover what it is that's inside of you and how to actually listen to it and work with your intuition, how to trust it and just kind of either ease into it or dive into it with the support of other people who
think about it like this is the summer camp that your parents would probably never send you to when you were a little kid growing up, and you're like, I don't want to go to this other camp. I want to go learn about this witchy shit.
Witchy shit. Yeah. And really deep healing stuff. So
very deep. These
intuition development circles that we'll do over the weekend are really, you know, set up with the intention to help you grow and identify what your strengths are. And Mia, when I can give you a lot of guidance on how to work within those abilities to become better and better at it. So lots of different exercises, lots of guidance, lots of practice with people around you.
We're going to be there to spot you, basically.
Yeah, totally. And validate you. Like validate. Yeah,
validate is. Yep. And then you're going to see how synergy works with everybody in the room together. And you're going to see, like, when we do group readings and stuff, you'll see how other people will pick up and understand the information. And you'll see just how in tune and connected we all really are. And it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Or how, like, when we did that intuition development circle in Vegas in January, we had 6 people sitting at the table with us. Mm-hmm. And it was profound how many of us were getting the same information at the same time, just like turning the stone and looking at another facet, right? Yep. So it was the same information, but just like a slightly different
through
perspective.
My lens, through your lens, through, mm-hmm. yeah, so totally. So that's going to be the morning. In the afternoon, we will have a break. That way you have downtime. We have time to recover and get ready for the evening portion. And then during that time in the break, you'll have time if you want to go. Sedona is really close, like less than like maybe an hour away.
Yeah,
you can go back down to Phoenix. You can go, there's hiking. You can go swim outside at our private pool if you just want to hang out and do nothing. You can literally do that. If you want to nap, we'll keep it quiet for you. Like whatever you want to do in your afternoon. The meals are not provided if you go off premise for that portion, obviously. So you're kind of on your own there. But yeah, I highly recommend going to check out Sedona and that area if you've never been, to do some self-exploring and
just
meditation, just and go see a
check
vortex.
It out.
Sit in the vortex energy.
Yeah.
And
we will, on Friday and Saturday, we will have lunch provided too. So like breakfast, so lunch, and dinner if you stay on
if
premise
you stay
with
here.
Us. Yep.
The other thing is, you know, I'm a photographer, and so I wanted to make sure that our attendees all got some time with me. And so whether that's just a quick headshot session, or if you want to bring a pretty dress, you want to bring some props, you want to bring, if you have some products, whatever it is that you want a little portrait session with to showcase you and your journey, we can schedule those during the Friday or Saturday break time. That way we have some little mini portrait goddess sessions with you guys.
I love that.
Yeah. I want it to be whatever they want. I don't want to say everybody dress like this. Like, no, that's not, I want you to be you. I want you to be comfortable in your own skin, and I want to showcase your beauty.
Oh,
so that will be, those will be available Friday and Saturday afternoon during the breaks. Friday evening, we'll meet back up for dinner and our evening workshop, which we'll probably do again, you know, start with meditation, you know, do little mini, you know, readings or tune into that way.
And it could be, we also introduce some like group energy healing where we actually teach you how to work with your own energy and tune into your own body and how to channel light into the places where you feel like you need more energy or support. So these are all things that Mio and I have been discussing, like how to work them in. And really a lot of these things, we have a great structure in place, but it will depend on the dynamic of the group and where the energy is that's created within the group and the flow and where you all want to go. Like if we're in a groove with some kind of group reading stuff or group channeling or whatever, we're going to probably stick with that and go as far as we can go with that. And so that you can develop as much as possible. So evening workshop.
Evening workshop. And then we'll have more details on that as it gets closer, but we know this is the structure that we want. And then we'll figure out, cause we still want it to be flow without being like, this is what it has to be.
Yeah.
So Saturday is going to be basically the same format. Wake up, do breakfast or development circle. You'll have another time for afternoon break. Mm-hmm. So Friday and Saturday will be very similar in agenda style. Mm-hmm. The evening though is where it gets cool and different. Saturday evening, instead of our, we'll do a group past life regression meditation where Shannon will lead us. That is going to be fun.
Yeah, super fun. And then we'll have a lot of time for debriefing. And if people want to share what their experience is, and then we can help interpret as a group or just show support as a group for what has been revealed for each person. And or you can keep it to yourself, but,
but it is an opportunity. We're here to help you find your answers and help you tune into things. And we want to help you explore the hidden depths of your soul. Mm-hmm. That's it.
In 2.5 days.
In 2.5 days. So really excited for that. Sunday is going to be checkout day, but we do have time in the morning to do our same morning meditation. We'll do a weekend closeout and intention setting, and you know, that way we can just kind of recap and send you off.
Yeah. Gratitudes, you know, we can share all the things about what we feel happened for us.
And that way you can have breakfast and stuff like that before you take off and leave. But that's pretty much, it sounds like a very quick weekend, but it's going to be, I'm sure there will be emotional points, because whenever we're doing healing work, we're simultaneously being healed ourselves.
Yes.
And so as I hold space for the women in my life and the people in my life, and I'm like meditating or praying over you or seeing stuff for you, sometimes it gets very emotional because it's also healing parts of me that needed that to kind of pass by. And so this isn't going to be your average retreat where you're like, oh, we're going to go, we're going to do some yoga, we're going to do some hiking and da 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 da. It's like, no, we're going to connect.
We're connecting in with each other. We're going to probably challenge you to do a bit of shadow work for yourself and to feel safe to do that in a supportive group.
This might be lifelong sisterhood. Like the people that you meet at this retreat might end up being your lifelong tribe and your lifelong sisters. And not saying we're not inviting men, but we know our listener.
It's a lot of women.
Demographics is mostly women. So that's just why we're addressing the women, but we're not against men. We just know that there's a sacred sisterhood when women get together and feel comfortable and safe enough to open up and talk and be vulnerable, but it's open to all.
Yeah. And Mio had mentioned that there are some nearby things to visit too on break time. So there you can go swimming, hiking, and exploring. Sedona is about an hour away. Phoenix is 40 minutes away. We are going to be kind of in like a little tiny town in a valley that's surrounded by mountains. So you may find that you just go explore a little bit around where we are, and that's good.
Or don't. Sleep, shower.
Or just hang out in the pool.
Hang out with us.
Mio and I have also been talking about what to provide you to make it as beautiful as an experience as possible. So like we had talked about providing you with custom journals so that you can capture all of your thoughts and feelings through the weekend, and just different things that will help you really sink into this weekend as an opportunity to find more of yourself and to nourish that part of you and maybe, you know, do some emotional excavation that's been long overdue. So we're talking about the different tools that we can provide you that will help you to make the most of this trip. So there's going to be some swag that's involved.
Yeah, we're trying to put together our swag bags and everything from other local vendors and stuff like that. So if you are participating and you want to, you know, let us know if you want to be in a, if you want to throw some stuff in our swag bags.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be cool.
You can reach out to me.
And anybody who does sign up for this retreat, we have a private, social media group for attendees where we'll be posting all the updates, all of the tidbits, all of the information for preparation.
If you're like a solo traveler and you're like, hey, actually, you know, I'll book a room and save with this person.
Yeah.
You know, and stay with it. You know, you're more than welcome to do so for that. We want to try to build community, trying to figure out how to make all of this work. To make it easier for you guys, not just to book. We don't want you just to book, pay for it, and then do nothing till November. We want some interaction and getting to know each other on the internet and through this community first, because we
make
know
it,
you guys.
Yeah,
we know
it'll
you
make
guys,
it
we
so
want
much
you
more.
guys to know each other. Yeah.
Yeah, and it'll make it so much more fruitful when we're together in person. It'll be like old friends reuniting. And
yeah.
So take advantage of that, like that access to the community if you do decide to attend. And then Mio is, she's a genius. She put down all kinds of information on the website, like what to pack, if you have special requests.
Yeah, what to pack. It's going to be, so the weather there, even though it's, so it's November and it's outside of Phoenix, but it's still mountains. So the highs are going to be in the 70s and then the lows are in the 50s at night. So definitely dress.
That sounds perfect.
Bring layers. Bring a swimsuit if you're going to do the hot tub. And then, since it's technically sort of like an Airbnb sort of, it's like, I still always bring my own toiletries and stuff like that just in case. Cause I don't ever trust.
Yeah. What's going to be available. Yeah.
Trust. I got trust.
So just pack like you're going to a hotel, right?
Yeah. And so then the other thing we want to take special requests for any kind of dietary restrictions. We want to make sure before we do all of our food shopping, that if you're, you know, vegan, kosher, gluten-free, vegetarian, you know, we can try to accommodate the menu to fix, you know, so you have your choices and stuff. And it's not just here's a banana. And then hopefully if any of our attendees are chefs or anything like that, and they would love to maybe get a discount on their ticket and want to help by trading some food or preparation stuff, like we're always open for bartering that way. If you feel called to be there and using your gifts in that way. So we're flexible in that sense. So then back to the frequently asked questions, you're going to see dietary restrictions. You'll see the link for the private page for the Instagram page. That'll be Souls and Stardust Retreat instead of Souls and Stardust Podcast. And then again, if you're a solo traveler, basically the way that the solo traveler is going to work, because the rooms that we have, there's two rooms that have one king size bed in each. There's one room that is that has two queen size beds in there. So technically you can fit a group up to four, if you guys don't mind, you know, snuggling in a little bit. Then we have a room with two twins and a room with two double beds. So again, you can fit, you know, two people comfortably in a room like that. If you want to come and book that way, but if you're like, nah, it's just me, basically what you would do is, you know, you pay your $500 deposit and then that will secure your ticket and your space. And then if you're a solo traveler, we're going to place you. So basically the final payment is going to be due about a month before the retreat. So in October. So once we have everyone's final payments and everyone's final room arrangements, we can put the solo traveler into the free bed basically. So we just can't guarantee which room you're going to be in yet. But that's why I was saying, if you like, you find somebody on our private Instagram page and you're like locked in, put me and this person in a room together.
Yeah.
We're going to try to accommodate that. So yeah. And then if you want to book a small room, so let's just take the queen size
room. A small group. If you want to book a small group.
Yep. Like, all right, me and my girls want to come. So same thing. It's just the $500 deposit down. And then basically that's, you know, the rest of the payment will be due October. And then depending which room you have and which beds you're reserving, there's slightly different prices just because of the amount of space or the amount of people that you could fit into one room. So like the queen room, basically the cheapest it would get is if you can fill that queen room with four people, because then your rates will be down to like $825 per person. Like if you guys can fit all, you know, four of your friends in there.
That's for the entire weekend, including your food.
Yes. So that's the other thing I want to say, so it doesn't sound so scary. Like if I say, all right, the four of you are going to be, you and your besties are going to be in the queen room and it's $825 per person. That's for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's food included. That's our time. That's our energy, everything put into that. And so we were trying to keep the prices reasonable, but also make sure like everything was taken care of in case there's, you know, we don't want to come out of pocket for extra things. If we don't have to, we want to make sure that everything is accommodated. We have good food, not little.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
because you want to make it comfortable for everybody.
You enjoy eating. I enjoy eating. So we're going to enjoy eating when we're also having a magical weekend. I do have a question because, and I want you to clarify this because I know we'll get this question from a million people. Sure. So when you pay the $500 deposit, is that $500 deposit also included in these prices that are listed on the website?
So when you pay the $500 deposit, you subtract it from that amount that's on the website.
Perfect.
And you'll actually see if you scroll down. So, I can't scroll because it's not my page.
Yep.
Once you pay your deposit, there's another tab that says pay balance.
Perfect.
So you'll get the best price if you can just pay your room off in full at booking. So it'll be like $100 cheaper. But if you're like, no, I can swing the deposit right now and then I'll pay the rest off in October, hit that pay balance button. When you hit pay balance and you know what room you booked, or if you're just doing a workshop ticket, you just want to drop in, you don't want to stay with us, but you just want to come for the day. We have day passes where if you just want to come for that, you can.
And I think that's an amazing option too, you guys. So if you're in the Phoenix area and you want to come hang with us for a day, you can do that. We would love to have you.
The prices are on there. So once you hit pay balance, it says, all right, remaining balance owed by October 1st. If you're a solo traveler, your second payment, your final payment is only going to be $425. Mm-hmm. If you book the single bed, if you book the double bed, the queen, it tells you.
So you have to know which one you're booking into.
Yeah. You have to know which room you booked. That's very important. You can't just be like, oh, I booked a solo traveler, but now I'm going to pay off a king room balance. It'll subtract because I did all the calculations. I did everything. Dude, I was up for days working on this website.
I know you did so much work and I'm so appreciative. Oh my gosh, you guys, Mia was a genius at taking care of this stuff. So, and you'll have some questions that you have to answer, right? What is your name? Yeah. And then who's attending with you if it's other than yourself, just you. And then you add that to the cart.
Oh, and the other thing, if you're booking for a group, so go back a page. Okay. So if you're booking, if you want to book out the room with the two twin beds, scroll down, but say you're booking for the two of you. Oh, sorry. Actually, this one is pending. So go ahead.
It's pending. Awesome. Okay. So let's go.
So if you're booking as a group, so hit select payment option. Mm-hmm. This is where if you're going to pay in full single occupancy, you're like, I just want to book the whole room out. I don't want nobody else in the room with me. It's just me, one person, but I'm going to go ahead and take up two beds just so I have some privacy. That room, that's the price, the $2,250. That's for the whole weekend. That's like, all right, you want to pay in full, it's $100 cheaper. If you're like, no, I just want to pay my deposit single, you can choose single occupancy and pay your deposit there. Or if you're like, no, me and a bestie are booking this room, that's where you book for you and your bestie. It's not nice. You book and then your bestie books. It's we need the, you're basically taking control of this.
Yeah.
For you and your group.
So one of you decide who's booking and then who wants the credit card points. Yep. Yep. And then you book it and we can take care of the rest, making sure that we have the names and the people who would be booking together.
Yep. So once you, if you select a payment option and hit add to cart, that's where you can add in all your attendees information as well as your dietary restrictions and your other notes that you need for us. There's also a terms and agreement that once you add to the cart, you'll need to go in and read through, check everything, basically saying, you know, you're healthy, you're choosing to be here, you're responsible for your own travel to get there. We're not paying for flights. Just kind of all your liability waivers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Saying, you know, I'm choosing to be here. And then also, so go down to the very bottom. Once you click through, then it'll let you add it to the cart and let you pay and book that way. And then around October, you can pay, obviously you can pay your balance before October, but we'll send another reminders out starting in September that your final payment's coming up. And then that way.
No later than October 1st, right?
Yep. No exceptions. I can't. It's just like that's it. Once, because the final room assignments are going to depend on those final payments. So if your group just books your deposit and never pays off your balance, I got to release those rooms to somebody who wants them, basically. So it'll be really important that the person, you know, you guys are organized and on top of your stuff, but we'll do the best that we can to send out all the reminders just so you don't miss that.
Yeah. And you guys, this is so exciting. Mio and I have been talking about doing something like this for like 2 years now. And we felt like the time was absolutely right. And it was so synchronous how we found this cool place. Oh my gosh. And the fact that we are doing this over the 11/11 is also significant. So when we realized that that weekend was open, we wanted to take advantage of the energetics of the 11/11 gateway and just really use it to our advantage to amplify everything that we can in a group dynamic, doing what we're doing, healing, discovering, emotional excavation, creating connections, all of the really, really good stuff that we hope for you guys anyway by listening to our podcast, but now we can do it together with you, which, you know, makes my heart super happy to do that. So
I'm super excited. I'm more excited at the unknown of who's going to be there.
Yeah, right.
That whole, like, it's like camp, you know, like, I don't know, but I know I'm going to make some friends and I know we're going to get deeper and I know we're going to bond and connect. And these are like people that will probably be in our lives forever.
I hope so. Yeah.
At some level. And so we're just really excited, you guys. And we really, really, really hope that you can make it. Even if you can't do the full weekend, just grab a day pass. Like if you can swing it, come on by. We would love to sit around the fire with you.
I just want to hug you people, right? We get so much positive feedback.
I want to snack with you all.
Yeah, I want to hug you. I want to go through these exercises and experiences with you and help you. Like, this is what makes my heart just expand, is being able to work with people in this way and to see them have their light bulbs click on, or like, you know, what they discover they knew or sensed, and have it be
when you start seeing other people's intuition get validated.
Yeah.
You're like, there it is right there. There
it's
it is.
So magical. We had such a good time when we did this in a small group format back in January. And I was like vibrating for 6 hours after we were done with that. It was so amazing. Come right. Join us. It's going to be a great time.
soulsandstardustpodcast.com/retreat. All the information is there. I'm going to try to get out there within the next couple of weeks and drive to go get some updated photos and video of the property, just because it's older and it's like privately run by a family or a couple. So there's not
a sweet older couple. So. Yeah.
Yeah. So
a couple that they didn't have a ton of pictures on the internet, but
it's okay. But
yeah,
it doesn't matter. You get the idea. We're just happy to be there. We're going to have our own space. It's going to be warm, do stuff. I get to see you guys in person and eat.
Oh my God. Together. It's going to be so good.
Yeah. Talk astrology. We'll talk spiritual stuff. We'll talk mediumship. We'll do tarot. We'll do Reiki. Like, I have another friend that's going to try to go, and she does emotional release therapy. So ERT. So we were talking about doing some introductive conversations there, because that one's like you need a 5-day intensive to do ERT.
Of course.
But at least to talk about different modalities and you know, explore with one another. So you guys, visit us, soulsandstardustpodcast.com. If you have any questions whatsoever, shoot us an email, soulsstardust@gmail.com, or you can just DM us. You know where to find us.
Yeah, reach out to us on social media. Yep.
At Mio Buckleney, at Gratitude Maven, at Souls and Stardust Podcast. Happy to answer all your questions before you book. If you have a bigger group that you're trying to accommodate multiple rooms, please reach out. I'm here for you. So we love you guys, and we cannot wait to see you in person. You're probably going to see more lives from us and just dropping more and more information about this. So again, talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you.